Here comes Hollywood. Joe Biden trashes Trump's historic collaboration at star-studded fundraiser. By David Ng on March 5, 2020. Joe Biden wasted no time following his Super Tuesday anointment as the Democratic establishment's favorite candidate by hitting the Hollywood fundraising circuit, rubbing elbows with the likes of Leonardo DiCaprio, Sony Pictures Entertainment honcho Tom Rothman, and former California Governor Gray Davis. Playing to the elite crowd, Senator Joe Biden tore into President Donald Trump by saying his administration lacks decency and honor and may one day be viewed as a historic collaboration. Folks, you all know as well as I do, this is the most important election you ever voted in, not because of Joe Biden, and I mean that. I'm not talking about me, he reportedly said at the event, which was held at former Paramount boss Sherry Lansing's Bel Air home. It's because if we find someone who can defeat Trump and re-establish some regular order in this country and some decency and honor, your kids and grandkids will read about this period of our history as a historical aberration. Biden added, if he's elected to 4 more years, I promise you we will see this society change in a fundamental way for at least a generation or two. The Hollywood Reporter noted that ticket prices for the swanky fundraiser ranged from $1,000 to $2,800. Joe Biden also joked about the onstage drama that occurred the day before at a campaign rally in Los Angeles when a vegan activist rushed the stage, prompting Jill Biden to physically block one of the protesters from reaching her husband. Whoa, you don't screw around with a Philly girl, I'll tell you what. Biden, 77, reportedly said. I tell you what, man, I married way above my station. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.